Well, thank you very much, Dr. Morey, for sharing so warmly your experiences. I know that you have agreed to take questions, and perhaps this is an opportunity for people to ask all those things they're curious about. Would someone like to lead off? Yes.
Did I feel what?
Dizzy.
Dizzy. Well, in fact, yes. Particularly the first time I went up in space, I didn't have any experience, the sensation of space sickness, and I didn't know what would happen next. So that I was really a bit, you know, nervous. And first flyer was always like that. I felt dizzy and a kind of a sensation of similar to a motion sickness on the first day of the first flight. But it lasted only 3 days. Well, rest of that, I was quite okay. But then, as far as the second flight was concerned, I didn't have any such sensation at all. So even though, you know, between my second flight, first flight, the gap, 8 years almost, but still, my body remembered, you know, such an experience. So very, very much amazing how adaptable our body is.
Do you see space flight expanding in the next 20 years so that more than one Australian and more than one Japanese person can go to space?
Surely. Even you may be able to go up.
How likely?
Well, in fact, seriously, one non-Korea astronaut, ordinary person, went up into space just a couple of months ago. You remember the name of Chito, who flew by Russian side of the space station. And although he had to pay, well, 2.4 billion yen, I don't know how much in Australian dollars, but in reality, in maybe within 20 years, we are going to send human beings into Mars. By that time, well, I think flying into space, you know, flying probably around the moon will be quite a usual tour for us.
Yes.
How did you go to the toilet? Huh?
How did you go to the toilet?
Oh, that's a good question. You have to be very careful for that. His question is how we go to toilet. Always we have to be very careful. We had a training a lot how to use the toilet. Okay. Pardon? Oh, whether I scared going up. Well, fortunately not, because as for the launching training, maybe we repeated in many different cases over 100 times. So by the time, you know, real launch comes, we know what will happen. And even though, you know, something wrong happens, we know how to manage it, how to deal with it. So actually I didn't scare it, but probably people on the ground scared it.
Question down in the front
here. How did it feel like when you were like stuck in space as well as the dizziness and the chairs?
Other feelings I felt in space? Well, you know, we don't have any distinction between the ceiling and the floor or walls, because we can use any part of our cockpit or mid-deck room. So it's very, very interesting. But sometimes when other crew member hung up, you know, upside down for me, that's strange. So although you saw the lunchtime, you know, upside down, our crew members, but we never do that because we confuse.
And recently there's been a few articles, paints specs hitting the spatial windows.
on orbit. Do you have any kits on preparedness? Do you have any drills trained for if a window is broken or if there's a sudden puncture of the spacecraft? And what about, are there any tile repair kits to do any repairs to tiles?
Well, window is quite thick, about 10 centimeters thickness. And we have three windows, pane window, and the some other windows. And so that such a thick window, you cannot break. But if, you know, metal light hit, it's very dangerous. But that would happen as long as the probability is concerned. Actually, after the mission, we see scratches due to the impact of the metal lights, I mean small dusts. Even less than one size of such dust cause scratches. But if the diameter exceeds more than 1 centimeter, suddenly it breaks. But the possibility is very rare, maybe once within 30 years or so, according to calculation. But nobody knows, since this is a calculation, that might happen. But we don't have kit to repair it, because once a vacuum seal was broken, as far as the space shuttle is concerned, we cannot repair it, because we have only two rooms to stay, and both rooms are connected. But as far as the space station is concerned, we have a lot of modules. Each module have a connecting node, so that we can vacuum seal. Within 20 seconds or so, we can seal it. So once some portion of the space shuttle, the vacuum leaked, crew members within 20 seconds evacuate from that module and then seal it.
You do have a tunnel area to the back, underneath, down in the space shuttle, the tunnel, where you get suited up.
Well, that's a possibility, but it takes in... Okay. If window breaks, we evacuate it inside of the tunnel. Who is going to manipulate space shuttle? So it's not, again, possible to come back. Although we may be able to leave, maybe a couple of hours, but we don't have such redundant. Are you scared?
The last launch of the space shuttle, they're very worried about, of course, what's happened in New York has actually happened, about somebody using high-speed rifles at a long distance and firing at the space shuttle, the tiles or the external tank. And if the tiles get broken or shot at during launch, it would make the mission impossible to return.
Well, in fact, tiles do not impact, hit the front window, because of a tile is the bottom side of the space shuttle. But as you just mentioned, the tile might hit and breaks the external tank, and that might cause very big problem. But then we come back, just in separation of the tank, then just like a glider, the space shuttle orbit can come back. And we had that kind of simulation also.
We don't have any tile repair kits
if it's a serious damage. Well, as far as the tiles are concerned, we don't need to replace. It's quite safe. Even though the tile comes off, that happened actually almost every mission, some portion of the tile come off. But it's no more a hitting problem now. In the first or second mission of the space shuttle, they were seriously, concerned about that. But later on, coming off the tile is not very serious.
Right, well, on that note, I think on behalf of all of us, Dr. Morey, I'd just like to say how privileged we all feel to have been able to hear you speak on your experiences and to share them so frankly and warmly. So thank you very much.